4 Democrats' names are on the ballot.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd love to have your vote next week. So,
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett spent the last few days shaking hands with as many voters as possible, including during the noon hour at Miss Katie's Diner. Kathy Friel-Dombeck says Barrett has her vote.
Just because he has a good track record, he's done well for the. He was a great congressman and a wonderful mayor, and I think he'll be an excellent governor.
This would be the second time Friel-Dombeck has voted for Barrett in the past 18 months. The last time was in 2010 when he also ran against Walker for governor, but lost by 5 percentage points. Barrett says if he wins Tuesday's primary, he's confident he'll wrestle away the governor's office in June. He claims many people he talks with regret voting for Walker.
They would come and say, "I'm sorry, I voted for Scott Walker. I made a mistake." My response has always been, "Go and sin no more." Clearly, in 2010, the Republican base was very motivated. The Democratic base was not motivated. Russ Feingold and I walked into a Tea Party buzzsaw. There's no question about that. It was the worst year in Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin since the 1950s.
Barrett has received the backing of much of the political establishment and is considered the front runner among Democrats. The others are Secretary of State Doug La Follette, State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, and former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk. She was the first to jump into the race and is Barrett's chief rival, according to polls.
So what have we got going on this week here?
Falk is a few miles away, meeting with supporters on Milwaukee's north side. The former county exec marched with protesters in Madison for weeks on end last winter. Michael Thomas of the Service Employees International Union says he can't wait to vote for Falk.
She's a tough negotiator. She's a tough lady. But that's what we need in state government, and someone that's going to bring this state back together.
Falk has the backing of the state's largest teachers and employees unions, in part because of a controversial pledge she made to veto any state budget that does not restore collective bargaining rights.
I'm the granddaughter of a bus driver from Milwaukee. I will stand with working men and women all the time, every time.
A coalition of labor unions has spent more than $4 million on television ads on Falk's behalf. But the real jaw-dropping numbers come from Governor Walker's camp. Financial reports show Walker raised $25 million during the past 16 months, most from out-of-state and from big corporations. Carol Grundy attended a recent rally for Walker and is proud of the $100 she donated to help him stay in office.
He's the greatest man and he took the greatest challenge that anybody could have done. I wouldn't have had his guts to do what he did, so he's my hero.
Governor Walker has been defending the money he's raised, blaming the unions for supporting his rivals.
Well, it's clear I wouldn't have to raise or spend a penny if it weren't for the out-of-state interest being involved in the recall in the first place.
The State Government Accountability Board predicts 30 to 35% of eligible voters will head to the polls before 8 p.m. While voters statewide can cast ballots in the recall primaries for governor and lieutenant governor, residents in 4 districts will also decide who the finalists will be in their June 5th recalls for state Senate. All the targeted incumbents are Republicans. Marty Michelson, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.